where to stack the shelves and all of that, had no expertise in it. And they like, I don't know, here, buy this stuff. And it's all this pesticide. Oh. It's really great if there's a resource in Detroit where people could learn how to actually grow vegetables and create a healthier environment.
Right. I mean, I'm very impressed with the expertise at the Greening. I'm fairly new to the organization, but we have very skilled landscape architects. We have foresters. We have, all kinds of expertise on the urban agriculture side. Farmers that are, real farmers out there with amazing backgrounds. But there, Detroit, the city of Detroit and Metro Detroit has lost millions of trees due to the Dutch elm disease, and then more recently the emerald ash borer. So it's really important when trees are planted to plant a variety of species, which we try to plant at least 20 or 30 different types of trees, so we won't lose trees to one specific disease.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go live with the Holy Rollers in the studio in just a matter of minutes, but I've got Trish from the Greening of Detroit here in the studio, and you guys are raising money. You are a nonprofit organization. You did mention there was a small fee for people to join to get the information in that, but you have a website, and again, that was just www.thegreeningofdetroit.com.
Right. And we're always looking for volunteers. We want to come out and help us reforest Detroit or get involved in some way. The whole green movement is really happening.
I love it. That's great. And I can see a difference, like I said, going through the Brightmoor area. They have they have some greenhouses that people have assembled with windows from old houses that are being torn down. They've got a butterfly garden. And I know just before Thanksgiving, there was a flatbed truck pulled up in front of a building where I was at, and they were distributing, just giving away squash. And I came home with a couple of squash and potatoes that had been dug up at the end of the year. And it's inspiring, and it's great to bring people from the neighborhood together. And I really think that having something like this locally gets people out of their house. It gives them more pride in their own neighborhood. And it makes people start watching out for each other. And Detroit is, was always known as the city of trees. It was known as everybody had their own residential lot. And now that the city has practically lost half of its population in the last 15, 20 years, there's so much vacant land. And to see something positive coming from it, I really shout out to you guys, because I just think that's an awesome idea. And if you want to go to this benefit, it is on Thursday night, the 20th, at PJ's Logger House, one of the greatest venues to see music live in Detroit, I must say. That is happening on the December 20th, and they've brought along a CD with them of the Holy Rollers. Pass it on to Joanne and a couple of the other blues DJs and make sure we talk about this, and we'll put it up on our page here, because as a nonprofit, we are allowed to promote it. We're not allowed to do commercial projects, except for like on the motor calendar, and then we don't tell prices and that kind of stuff, and don't really encourage people to go. We just tell you what's happening. But something like this just before Christmas would really be an awesome inspirational event. The Holy Rollers are the only band playing that night, or is there going to be other music or other things there?
They are it. But all it right. Includes, Robert Jones from Blues in the Lowland and Tino Gross from the Howling Diablos. They're all
You're
coming
to
together
go.
to as a collaborative to play that evening. So it should be really great. I've heard some of their music.
Yeah, really. What a all-star lineup. Tino Gross, from the Howling Diablos, the Funky D Records, and of course Robert Jones from Blues from the Lowlands. Been listening to him for years. I don't think he's on DET anymore. But
WDET will also help us promote, so.
Yeah, they are the big non-commercial radio station in Detroit. We're the little guys who try harder. And we're all volunteer. So, but looks like we might be ready to go in the studio. We are. And I want to thank Trish for coming by and talking about it. Are you going to stay for the music?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Mr. White, are we ready to go?
We are raring to go right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have the Holy Rollers right here in the studio. Hey, fellas, are you there?
Yes, we're here, Mr. White.
All right. In fact, we'll introduce these Holy Rollers, because they certainly are. What are you guys going to start off with for us today?
This is called You Got to Find Yourself a Friend in Jesus.
Hey, Alan, we're only getting one channel. Okay, we got it. Okay.
Don't know which way to turn. I'm telling you people, one thing I've learned, you gotta find a friend. You gotta find a friend. You better find a friend in Jesus. Oh baby, one time. You out on the street, you living wrong. You and them drugs, baby, got to sing this song. When you find a friend, oh, you got to find a friend. You gotta find your friend in Jesus. Oh, baby, one time. Oh, come on now. Disgusted, don't know which way to go. I'm telling you people, there's one thing that I know. You better find your friend. You better find your friend, son. You better find your friend in Jesus. Oh, baby, one time. Discussing, telling you folks, you got to get down there, cause it ain't no joke. You will find that friend. Yes, you're gonna find your friend. You're gonna find a friend in Jesus. Oh, baby, one time.
Fabulous Holy Rollers right here at our Live Drive at 5 studios.
All right.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh. Tell me, Mr. Rollers, would you like to introduce the band for us?
Well, let's see. We're having a little trouble hearing here.
Okay.
But we are, yeah.
That's there better. We go.
There we go.
Yeah, we are just a bunch of guys who like to get together and have a good time. My name is Robert Jones, Reverend Robert Jones, and Tino, and Brother Bruce, and Brother Wally. And, you know, we just sort of get together. We're all veteran musicians, and we just like to get together and have a good time. And we are the Holy Rollers, I suppose.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
One
yeah.
cause.
Hallelujah.
One God, one cause.
That's it. So,
in fact.
Nicely done, Robert.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now, in fact, you're just kind of a, you don't play together all the time, do you?
No. In fact, it's a rare treat when we get together. You know, we all kind of do our own things separately. Bruce yeah. is a great writer and session man, and Wally plays drums everywhere, and of course Tino, member of the Howlin' Diablos, and I do storytelling and a lot of folk music and stuff like that. But when we get together, we have a good time. So it's kind of a rarity.
Yeah.
All right, and you guys are getting together for a very special event coming up, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing something called the Greening of Detroit. And, you know, you've heard about it, but it's a benefit. On December 20th at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing this for the Greening of Detroit. It's located at 1254 Michigan Avenue and at the Lager House. And we are suggesting that people would come and make a donation at the door. It's a good event. You know, Detroit is a beautiful city and got to do what we can mm-hmm. to help to beautify it.
All
right.
And
we got to.
If, Robert, they show up nice and early that we recorded some music, some gospel music, and they will get a free CD coming
all right.
in. Limited
yeah.
supply. The first 100 people, you get a free CD. That's all we had in the budget. So 100.
So the first 100 people that come in to the benefit on the 20th will get a free CD of
with
the Holy
donation,
Rollers.
Yes,
with their, of course, with their donation.
Correct.
And, yeah. and we expect a big donation, though.
Because it's for a good cause. Yeah, you know, yeah. There's no limit on where your heart's at. You have to decide that you got to take that up with the Lord. That's how I look at
that's
it.
All right.
You get back what you put in.
That's it, Tino.
Give generously.
Amen.
And that goes for the Greening of Detroit, too.
That's right. Where it's all going.
That's where it's
exactly.
all going, yeah.
That's where it's all going.
Well, in fact, why don't you guys donate a little bit of music to this show right now?
All right.
Absolutely.
What's it
going
to be?
Well, you know, we were messing around a little before we came on. We were messing around with a great song. Called Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And the thing we love about the song is it's kind of got a Detroit connection because that chariot during slavery was the Underground Railroad. Folks were trying to get up to Detroit to the Promised Land, to cross over into Canaan Land, which was Canada. And when that chariot was coming through, you knew that that meant that the Underground Railroad was coming through and that, you know, folks had a chance for a new life. And we were just kind of messing around with it. I like the way Bruce was kicking it off. So we're going to mess around with this old spiritual. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, if you get to heaven before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all my friends I'm coming to, coming
Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Saw a band of angels coming after me. They were coming for to carry me home.
Dino. Rollers right here on WHFR Dearborn. Well, we are definitely making some waves today.
All right.
And we are wading in the water. And we are taking on
that's
down.
That's another song.
Ramsey Lewis, right?
That's it.
Yeah, Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you know, I find it a privilege to work with these cats here, Mr. White, and also I used to listen to Robert all the time when he was on WDET.
Oh, me too.
He did Blues from the Lowlands radio show, which was a wonderful show.
It was.
And then I didn't see him for a while, and we ran into each other at the Calvin Cook, what was that, Calvin's birthday party?
Birthday, yeah. He was turning 65, wasn't he?
65.
Yeah.
We kind of reconnected a little bit.
Yeah, I think we were there too.
And so, yeah. Calvin Cook too. He's a great musician. I'm sure you all know who he is.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Sacred Steel master. Yeah, yeah. He taught many. You know, yeah. He's influential throughout the world of Sacred Steel. And yeah, it was really great to get together with Tino and so, you know, and Bruce, man, he's just like,
and
you
Wally.
Know Wally. You know, it's just like so we just get together, have a good time.
And it's all for a good cause as well.
Yeah.
Now Trish told everybody about the Green Detroit, so we'll let you guys talk about the music itself. Now you've got you've got a CD that you're giving away to the first 100 people there.
Detroit needs some help, you know. So we all need help. You know, everybody needs help. You know, if you don't need help, then you should be helping. So we're helping.
That was profound, man. I like that.
Did I say that?
Yeah, it was good, man. That was good.
Right.
I perfectly imperfect.
And, you know, Wally is really kind of, I think, the brain trust behind this because, you know, he calls us and says, hey, guys, let's get together. And, and you know, is we've got to have this sense of putting our soul, our collective soul, behind the city of Detroit. Because one of the things that this little CD that we put together does is we're not really going for that kind of really polished, pretty sound. We're kind of going for the kind of gospel that we all could grow up hearing any Sunday morning in any church, garage, neighborhood in the city of Detroit, because Detroit has that, in, you know, has that really natural sound. That, yeah, you know, that's just like guys getting together, you know,
right,
and just playing what they feel.
Organic.
Organic, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're never quite sure what we're doing, but
it's not
real. Time to
it's not that slick, even when it tries to be slick.
Yeah, we try to be slick, we ain't slick.
It's beautiful.
But have you noticed? It's always been here. Detroit has always had that pulse of music, both spiritual,
yeah,
and commercial. It's just one of those things that never goes away here.
That's absolutely true.
And it's, yeah, great to be able to take that kind of a gift and privilege and share it with the city and let the city share that with us. And during the holiday season now is more than reason this year to reach down a little deeper, to grab a little more, and give a little more to each other. We can give for free. Charity and kindness are free. It doesn't cost us anything but time and choice to offer that to each other. So when we need to help each other, that's what we do here in Detroit. We help each other.
That's right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Brother Bruce.
In fact,
one of the things that the Reverend was mentioning and with Tino about, like the CD, the care and quality that was put into the production, we wanted to go for a real classic vintage sound, like from the 40s and the 50s, like the Reverend had spoke about, listening to all these old gospel records, like going back to reference of like Chest, Stax, Sun, all these classic vinyl labels, like you have to be baby boomers or even older to really kind of appreciate where we were going. Like for like that transition period from 78s into 33.5 RPMs on the vinyl, it's, we wanted to get this real historic sound in what we did on that. So we made these CDs for you, the people out there in the audience. And part of the factor is that when you make a donation to this cause for the Greening in Detroit, what they're doing is that they're going around in residential and commercial areas in Detroit where there's like these vacant lots and cleaning up the trash and getting the community, getting people involved in planting gardens and growing fruits and vegetables and flowers and beautifying the environment. This is a great historic city, mm-hmm, and the city is the people. It is the people. We the people. It's up to us to do our fair share, and this organization is getting people together within the community. And it is a good spiritual thing. I mean, obviously, if you look at something and it looks beautiful, you feel good. You have respect for it. And this city, I remember growing up when people would plant flowers in front of their house and cut the grass and put some paint on it. And nobody was rich, but the houses were gorgeous and beautiful. And Detroit does not realize the beauty of the architecture that exists. Other cities like Boston, Philadelphia, they get it. And it's, to me, it's an education process where people get involved and understand the value of what they have. And just like how we're doing this gospel music, the Lord looks at it like we're stewards. He created all this. It's up to us to take care of what we were given. Okay.
Oh wow, Wally, that's so well said.
Ghetto's a state of mind, man. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. Okay, if you want something nice, you got to take care of something. So, people out there listening, come out to the show. We need you. We need your support. These are some of the greatest musicians here in Detroit. The Reverend Robert Jones from WDET-FM, my man Tino Gross, leader of the Howling Diablos, one of the most popular musical groups in Detroit. Bruce is a keyboardist with Danny D, the Rod Stewart Tribute Act. I myself, I play with a cast of characters all through the city. We love you all. We need your support to come out for the Greening of Detroit. We love you. I'm going to be quiet. I think it's time to play some music.
Yeah.
Play some music.
All right. Well said, Wally. Very good job.
God bless y'all.
All right. And holy rollers. Thank you.
mama, take those guns from me. Cause I can't shoot them anymore. It's getting dark, it's too dark to see. I must be knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. So mama, take this badge from me. Cause you know I can't wear it anymore. It's getting too dark for me to see. I must be knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. A big dark cloud coming down. It's getting so dark that I can't see. Put my guns in the ground. I must be knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Yes, I am now, baby. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. See you around now, baby. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Right, yeah.
Oh, woo. My goodness. this is such a special event because you guys are all like big headliners of your own productions and that, but to get together for this one night only benefit at the Logger House and to come down to WHFR and play on Motor is so unbelievable. I want to thank you guys so much. It's sounding awesome.
Quite a privilege.
That's right. We're having a great time.
And our audience out there can come down and see them live Thursday, December 20th, from 7 o'clock till 10 p.m. It's a, you can come down. It's a donation at the door. You can give as much as you'd care to. We don't want to limit you here. We're all about opportunities.
And I have to say, PJ's Logger House is one of my favorite places to see music. They really know how to do it right. They got a great sound engineer. And the staging and the lighting and everything. And I know, Wally, I run into you down there all the time. But it's just a great venue. It's a great Detroit venue. And what you guys are raising money for is something that I can't think of a better way to invest in Detroit than to support the neighborhoods, support cleaning up the neighborhoods, developing some community pride, and just the whole concept of the greening of Detroit is just something that I think everybody needs to get behind. And there is a website that people could, if there's a way we can figure out that people could make donations to it if they're not able to make it down there that night. Is there any?
Yes, there is.
Okay, Trish isn't sure about that. We'll find out about that, but there has to be a way for people to come together. And it's at greeningofdetroit.com is their website for people who want more information. I know we need to get some more music in here, but
and the greening is all one word.
Greening of Detroit, such a fabulous idea. I've seen some of the work they've done in some of the communities, and I've bought their groceries down at Eastern Market. So I know it is something that there is just there's so many negative things that are said about Detroit. I mean, we are the brunt of so many jokes and movies in that, and for you guys to be here today and trying to pull together something for Detroit is just awesome. I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Will.
Happy to
it's
be
our
there.
Home, yeah.
And all I can say is
absolutely.
Praise the Holy Rollers.
I grew up in the city. You know, I went from kindergarten all through high school into college, every, you know, Detroit public schools, and the city's always been my home. So, yeah, I'm always happy to do anything to help.
All right. In fact, would you like to help right now with a little more music?
Why not?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to do an old gospel number called Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Since I Laid My Burden Down. I don't think we've ever done it together. It's in G. And that's why I said we just make it up as we go along. But you can hear this in just about any church in the city of Detroit, especially Baptist churches, Methodist churches. It's a great old song. It's just called Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Since I Laid My Burden Down.
since I laid my burden down. Every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burden down. Yeah. Every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. But the days grow sweeter and sweeter since I laid my burden down. Every day goes sweeter and sweeter since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah, since I laid burden down, glory, glory. Hallelujah, since I laid my burden down.
Not a hallelujah from the announce booth.
Okay, I got to do a shout out to a couple people that have chimed in on online. Marla, Carolyn, Lisa, Lee, Christina,
Gidget,
and I can't even read my own writing, Carrie. And they all say it sounds awesome. They're enjoying the show, and I hope that they all get out to the Logger House on the 20th. You guys sound great, and what a treat to have you here.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all the folks who are listening. And we definitely would love to see them on the 30th.
Come on out.
The 30th, the 20th.
Yeah, the 20th.
If you come on the 30th, you know, it's going to be a little bit late. Come on 20th to Logger House and help to beautify the city of Detroit.
That's right.
This place we all call home.
That's right.
Physically, culturally, all that good stuff.
If you're lucky enough to be with the first 100 there, you can get a CD that includes Find a Friend in Jesus, Amazing Grace, and I'll Fly Away, all recorded by the Holy Rollers right here. You can take it home with you for your own personal collection, for your
own
personal
worship. This was recorded in Lincoln Park at a place called The Mission. Was that a church? Or?
It's, you know, I think Walter could probably speak to it a little better than I can, but it's a great place. It's like you see folks being fed spiritually, physically, upstairs. We're downstairs making music. They have a great little studio in the basement, and we just went down and had ourselves a good time. They do some great work at the Mission, though, down in Allen Park, and it's on Fort Street, I believe.
Fort and Southfield Road, right?
Fort and Southfield. So, it's
just
a
down the
great
road.
Organization.
Right. Pastor Gary Shipling. And it literally, it's called, the name of the studio is called The Mission because literally, like Reverend says, upstairs it is a mission. They help out a lot of people that have had a lot of problems, issues in their life. You know, we've all,
I'm going to say it straight, man. I'm a sinner, and I repent. So there's a lot of people that have engaged in some behavior patterns that were not productive in their life, and they're at the mission. They try to help people get their feet back on the ground, get their head on straight, and basically they do it by introducing them to the Lord, getting it right. And Reverend had mentioned they got a great recording studio downstairs. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of amazing talent that has recorded down there. In fact, is one of the local groups called the Alligators.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
They won award for best blues CD. It was recorded down there at the studio. Hey, Reverend Jones is recorded there. Tino, the Howling Diablos, recorded there. Bruce of Danny D and the Vagabonds recorded there. And the list goes on. The Contours have recorded in there.
And, of course, the
all kinds of people.
Well, that's one. That is one thing that, you know, that's Lincoln Park, and you say, well, that's not Detroit. But everybody, you know, when you go somewhere, you leave this area, even if you're from Lincoln Park or Allen Park or Hamtramck, you say you're from Detroit. We're all in this together, and the fact that you guys are putting this show together to help raise money to help Detroit is such a, you know, it's not just a local thing. It's the entire community of Detroit, spiritually as well as, you know, residentially.
Southwest side.
Detroit.
Didn't mention that.
I know that anytime I ever been out of the country, you know, and did some, music festivals, and, you know, people in like Norway or Sweden or wherever we were, where's the guy from Detroit? We want to say hi to him, you know, and then they're, what's Detroit like? Oh, it seems so cool, and the music's so awesome. I mean, they really love Detroit, you know. There's a mystique. Especially with the music and, you know, but of course there is some bad, you know, negative images that get out, like, that, you know, especially with all the abandoned buildings. They call it like abandoned building porn, you know.
Yeah. Ruin porn.
Yeah.
But Detroit,
and it's just like, okay, you know, we got other things too, you know. It's not just like the Packard factory falling down, you know, there's all kinds of good stuff.
Hey, Detroit can be
a state really
of mind.
Yeah, you really think about having been born and raised in Detroit. I still live in Detroit. I live in a great neighborhood. Rosedale Park, North Rosedale Park area. I mean, everybody cuts the grass. Great neighborhood. Yeah. You walk around. I walk in the morning. I don't have any hesitancy about doing that, you know.
Right.
And for every one of those blighted areas, you can probably come up with maybe two areas that, you know, are still seriously neighborhoods where people care. Yeah. You know, Indian Village on old, you know, just, yeah.
Corktown.
Just absolutely cool,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Corktown has really come back.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great areas all over the place. And, mm-hmm. and you think
Southwest.
About the fact that this neighbor, I mean, Detroit's always been this weird place where you could walk two or three blocks and find yourself in a blighted area, then walk, you know, two or three more blocks and find yourself in a pretty solid neighborhood.
All cities are.
Right. Yeah. We just happen to be, for some reason, defined by the blight.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a shame. I've gone to Chicago, man.
Same thing.
And I've seen, you know.
New York?
Yeah. I mean, people, cops pulling guns on folks. But, you know, Chicago's a great city. But we tend to be real self-deprecating about Detroit.
Yeah. But you got to admit that Detroit has always had a certain spirit that's unique to this one city, and we've reinvented ourselves so many times, and that spirit just never dies. No matter what has happened to Detroit, that spirit has never ended. The music has never stopped. We can always go back to that, count on that, and that's what we're calling upon now with this event, to bring forth this spirit that we know is still here, that we can tap into and use to help ourselves together. We don't need permission from any government. We know what to do here in Detroit. We are together. No matter what happens to us, we will get through this as one city, as one vision, as one spirit. That's how we have always been unique from everywhere else.
People out there in the audience, radio land, check it out. When you see something beautiful like flowers, a wonderful vegetable garden, and that, don't you, deep down, don't you feel good? Don't you feel good about, like, the environment? That's what this cause is with the organization, with the Greening of Detroit. Mm-hmm. When your surroundings and your environment looks good, and you have people coming together within the neighborhood, actively involved in, this builds community. Mm-hmm. Just like the Reverend had mentioned, there's certain little pockets all over. You have ghetto, then you go a couple blocks, and you got a nice couple of blocks over there. That's because those certain areas have developed a community relationship establishment. It's just like when we were growing up, you knew all your neighbors. You know, you were involved. Mm-hmm. You knew them on a first-name basis. You'd look out for them. You'd get out in the morning. You'd shovel the snow for somebody, even though, you know, that they couldn't get out and do it. And maybe one of the neighbors was a little bit elderly. You wouldn't mind going down to the grocery store for them and do a few errands and help cut their grass or that. This activity of what the Greening of Detroit is creating is participation, involvement in the community, mm-hmm. by getting all the neighbors around to be involved in this concept of gardening. And it's fabulous because it's green. It's you're creating life. You're creating life.
Really?
And I know that there is a subconscious spin-off effect by this being created. So people out there in Radio Land, we appeal to you. On a humanitarian level, come out and support the cause.
That's
right. We
want
to see you December 20th, Thursday, early show for all you baby boomers like us out there.
For BJ Slugger.
You got to get to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday weekend. We realize Friday you're probably going to have to go into the office, tie up a few last things. You'll probably be out at Metro Airport, flying out, going to see family and that. That's
okay.
Why we're doing this that
All
night,
right.
just for you.
And
so
Bruce, you mentioned something. I want to get back to the spirit of Detroit. And whenever people are low or wherever people need to be inspired, music is always part of it. And music is probably one of the best industries we have in the city of Detroit, is the
right.
talent that we have here. And it's such an honor to have so many of you here today in the studio that are known in Detroit for the music that you produce. And can we ask you for a little bit more?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not? Absolutely.
Lift our spirit, please.
Hold on. I wrote a song.
Let's do it.
About Detroit. And we've never, of course, played this together. So, I mean, that doesn't stop
Why
us,
Why change
right?
anything now?
Why change anything now? So it's in the key of C, I think. And it's called The Poor Man's Promised Land. And it's and you know, strangely enough, although I am, you know, grounded in blues and gospel and all that good stuff, it ended up coming out as a country tune. I just could not figure out why.
It's all the same.
I guess so. Well, I'm 40 miles from Detroit, and the cold is coming down. Headed north on a Greyhound, but it feels like heaven bound. I be staying with my cousin, spending money when I can. I made it to the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket, with a suitcase in my hand. I've made it to the poor man's promised land. I'm 40 miles from Detroit, and the cold is coming down. I'm headed south on a Greyhound, but it feels like heaven bound. Be staying with my cousin, sending money when I can. I'm headed for the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket, with a suitcase in my hand. Well, I made it to the poor man's promised land. Some while others cut the deal. We're all flocking to a city built on oil and rust and steel. And I got a job in the stamping plant, and I'm doing the best I can. I made it to the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket, with a suitcase in my hand. We'll
till I made it to the poor man's promised land. I'm always on the run. Met Maxine in 67. Mama died in 81. But I'd never travel south again till later in the grind. I jumped into my Lincoln and I hit it for Motown. $7 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Well, I home is in the poor man's promised land. My life's been pretty sweet. We put three kids through college, but we lost one to the streets. And our kids don't live around here. They've all got other plans. Cause when they build the dreams now, they build them in Japan. $1 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Well, our home is in the poor man's promised land. Almost lost the game. Since the riots in 67, things ain't never been the same. But I came to love the Tigers. I became a Pistons fan. And my home is in the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Well, I thank God for the poor man. Will I thank God for the poor man's promised land? Will I thank God for the poor man's promised land?
Oh,
wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, that's a beauty, man.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Holy Rollers. Now, the Holy Rollers are the Reverend Robert Jones, Tino Gross on guitar, Bruce Nault on keyboards, Wally on drums. We've only got about 7 minutes left. Why don't we have some more music to finish it up?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Take it out on a little vibe like this, an old classic. Well, I got one kind favor to ask of you. I got one kind favor to ask of you. I got one kind favor to ask of you. Won't you see that my grave is kept clean? Well, there's four white horses dragging me. Well, there's four white horses dragging me. I got four white horses carrying me. They're gonna carry me to my burying ground. I
till my grave is kept clean. Won't you see that my grave is kept clean?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, that's haunting.
That's right. Now, you can come out and see these.
That song's older than anything.
Yeah, that's like Son House.
That goes back,
well, Blind Lemon Jefferson. Yeah, man. That's,
they found him frozen to a tree in a Texas blizzard the next day.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's the blues.
That's the blues.
Man. That's a blues story. Wow. Yeah.
Frozen lemon, man. That's you don't get no blue in it.
So watch it, Robert, when you're walking around Rosedale Park this winter.
I don't want to be found
Detroit
frozen,
blues man. Frozen to Starbucks.
Oh my God! Would have found frozen with a $5 cup of coffee in his hand.
Yeah. Could have bought a taxi cab ride with that.
That is perverse, man.
This is okay.
You know,
this
something
that
occurs to me. You know, we should probably talk about, you know, at least our websites or something if anybody wants to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get in touch with me and find out what we're up to,
good
or what
idea.
I'm up to. I'm at www.revrobertjones.com. And Tino?
Yeah, I can be reached through funkydrecords.com, hollanddiablos.com, or Facebook. If you're on that, rooting around, you can find me.
Yeah, I can be found rooting around on Facebook, too. Yeah. And Bruce?
Yep, staying busy in the area. If you want to find out what I'm up to, just Google my name, Bruce. N-E-A-U-L-T. It'll pop up. Everything I'm doing, music out there. We got some gospel CDs, all kinds of great projects I got my fingers into. I'm very lucky and privileged to work with so many talented individuals in the area. So you can always find us somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And you can always come on down.
We can pass messages to Wally.
We'll get in touch with Wally wherever he is.
He answers the payphone in Michigan and Lanyo.
Or the bar stool at the end of the...
Trying not to be frozen to death.
Take us out with a jam there, Reverend.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't think of anything more universal in America. If America has a hymn, it's probably Amazing Grace. So let's take it home.
Amazing Grace, how sweet. That saved a wretch like me.
The Holy Rollers here on WHFR FM. Make that...
WHFR Dearborn.
That's right. You can catch the Holy Rollers at... you can catch the Holy Rollers at PJ's Lager House Thursday, December 20th. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.